What's up, everyone? I'm Maximum Mike, and you're listening to Rock for Rookies.
Down below, aim at you with a couple of mouths.
The song was Cowboys from Hell, the band was Pantera, and I'm Maximum Mike. What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Rock for Rookies. Today is Tuesday, August 30th, 2011, and I do have a hell of a show for you, but it's like at that balance point where I'm A, extremely psyched to be here on Rock for Rookies because I wasn't here last week due to work, which tends to always get in the way. But I'm also slightly depressed because the school year is beginning on Thursday. Now, for those of you over the age of 18, which is pretty much every one of my listeners, for those of you that are not, this show is kind of dedicated to you. But for those of you that are, you don't feel the same pain that I do because you're wondering, well, Maximum, you're not 18 years old, are you? Or less than? No, I'm not, but I do happen to be a teacher, which means I've been on a beautiful vacation for 2 months now, and that is completely ending this week. So after two solid months of just kicking back and enjoying, yeah, that's coming to an end. And that only bright spot in the horizon, that only bright light, is going to be the weekly episode of Rock for Geese. And that only works well when you guys are a part of it. So if you want to make any requests this week, feel free to hit the live chat button on the Rusty Mike Radio homepage. Or, of course, you can friend me on the Facebook Maximum Mike or send an email, if for those of you who are like over the age of 50, to rockforrookies@gmail.com. Let me know what you want to hear. Let me know what you don't want to hear. I'm probably going to ignore those ones, but I do have a great show for you. And first of all, as you do know, I'm a huge fan of OK Go. Back in the day when they were really rocking out and they weren't so artsy fartsy yet, I loved that stuff a lot. But they did get artsy fartsy, and it's still artsy being like indie style, a lot more like, kind of music. But the soundtrack to the brand new Muppets movie, Envy Green with Envy, I think that's the name of the new movie, the soundtrack is finally out, and there are a lot of great bands on it, and OK Go happened to be the first band on said album, and they're doing an amazing, amazing rendition of the original Muppet Show theme song. So if you want to check the video out, I will be posting it on the Rock for Rookies site later on during the show, but if you want to listen to it, this one's going out to all y'all.
eyes. And at night she cries away her private eyes, shut tight, staring at her inside. All her friends know why she can't sleep at night. All her family asking if she's alright. All she wants to do is get rid of this hell. Well, all she's gotta do is stop kidding herself. She can only fool herself for so long. She can only fool herself for so long. She can only fool herself for so long. She can only fool herself.
Face me.
He says he's got it all under control. Thinks he knows it's not a problem he's stuck with. But in reality, it'd be a problem to just quit. An addict and he can't hold the reins. The pain is worse cause his friends have it the same. Tries to slow down the problem he's got, but can't get off the carousel until he makes it stop. He can only fool himself for so long. He can only fool himself for so long. He can only fool himself for so long. He can only fool himself.
Face me. I never know just why you run so far away. Far away from me. I never know just why you run so far away. Far away from me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, see, that's what happens when you request a song. Somebody has a joke said, oh, I want to hear Bieber on Rock for Rookies. So I played Bieber, but a cover of Baby. That was the Vegas Wake Up off the Screamo Goes Pop album. That was Screamo, in case you're wondering. I'm obviously not the biggest fan of Screamo in the world. I prefer hardcore pop punk music, like hardcore pop punk, like Newfound Glory, obviously. That's what I like. But right before then, we heard Hybrid Theory. We heard Linkin Park and their song Carousel back when they were known as Hybrid Theory. So that's like a very rare Linkin Park track that most people don't know at all. I've played it on the show before, and I guess I picked up this song, I would say, 5 or 6 months before Linkin Park got big. It was right before their album Hybrid Theory was released, and I found this track under their old name, Hybrid Theory, so I think that's really cool. A very good track, all in all. Right before that, we heard OK Go and the Muppet Show theme song. You do need to check out the video. It's got all the Muppets in it, and it's them being hilarious. Okay, guys, we are broadcasting live out of the AACI in Jerusalem. You're listening to Rusty Mike Radio live, but this is the time of the day, or the time of the week, really, where the Rusty Mike regular listeners run and duck for cover, because Rock Freakies is not for your average listener. I have some songs coming up. They're going to prove that. I have a whole bunch of requests coming in, which is awesome. For those of you that said that the chat button on Rusty Mike Radio wasn't working, you should definitely try it again. I rebooted the sucker, and if it's still not working, you can hook me up on Facebook. Send me an email to rockforrookies@gmail.com. We're going to move right on with the music, and you may notice a lot of the show is going to be a little bit of a flashback, because I recently got my hands on a whole bunch of music that I didn't know that I had, put away a long, long time ago. Back when I was in the Army, I'd been storing CDs and files and whatnot, and I finally found it. I found it like in a drawer, and I'm so surprised, because now I have all this great music that I listened to back when I was in the Army that I haven't listened to in the longest time. So I'm not going to tell you which tracks those are, but you could probably figure it out from the years that they came out. But right now, one of the best songs ever written, ever, and I'm spreading my hands with this right here in Rock Freakies, it's the President of the United States of America and Peaches.
Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. I took a little nap with a loose old twist, squished a rotten peach in my fist, and dreamed about you, a woman. Make a little room for it to hide. Nature's candy in my hand, or can, or pie.
They call me white devil, black Jesus. Heaven closing, hell freezing. Egos tripping, scripts keep flipping. Blast keep flooding, Chris keep tripping. Time keeps slipping, and I keep falling. I can't see, but I hear them calling. Ball is balling.
Yesterday makes me want
Temple Pilots in the song Creep. He is half the man he used to was. Half the man he used to be. You know what? Stone Temple Pilots are half the band they used to be, okay? Their last album from 2008 was utter garbage, but everyone forgives them because old Stone Temple Pilots, like Purple and Core, etc., awesome freaking albums, and we will always... You know what? That's a Rock for Rookie salute to you, Stone Temple Pilots, for... used to being a great band. Their actual new album from 2008 was like pop. It was like pop music. I was so upset, especially because the lead singer, whose name was... We're totally blanking on that right now here in the studio. It's funny. He just finished with Velvet Revolver, puts out a new Stone Temple Pilots album, and then... That's what we got from him, and that doesn't fly by me. Here on Rock for Rookies, we did enjoy Everlast and the song Black Jesus. That man right there, I don't know what his problem is. He starts like, oh, look at me, I'm all rappy, when he was back with the House of Pain, and then he moves on to this, like, country rap stuff with slight pieces of rock in it. So he moves on, and then it's still Everlast. Everything from the early 90s was absolutely fantastic. Right before that, we started off with the President of the United States of America and the song Peaches. Guys, we are moving on with the music right now. A request from one of you people, so see if you do send an email to rockforrookies@gmail.com. I can get back to you. This is Pagoda, an indie rock band, and the song Lesson Learned, which I can tell you right now, I never do.
Regretting, we're just animals aware of choices. Am I singing too loud? Am I shining too bright to your liking? Am I standing in your way of becoming something?
Down. What was up with that block right here on rockforrookies.com or rustymikeradio.com? You are listening live on Tuesday night, the way that it's supposed to be, and I am your host, Maximum Mike, broadcasting from Rock from atop of the mountain. Holy Rock, that's the way it is here on Rock for Rookies. What was with that block right there? We started with Pagoda, an indie rock band which was requested by Ariel Resnick, who sends me stuff all the time. He actually sent me a whole bunch of other requests. He's trying to influence the style of this week's show. But he actually sent me some good stuff, so I'm probably going to play most of it. The track that you heard right after that was Late 8 and Flush. For those of you that don't know and missed out on the Late 8 concert, you missed out. The show was mind-blowing. First of all, Late 8 were absolutely fantastic. They packed the house. The mosh pitting was great. It was a great show from beginning to end, and they are leaving the country soon. So it's really sad to see them go, especially when they've just come out with all this great material. Oh, and something else that was absolutely amazing from that show, they had this little, like, midget band opening for them. By midget band, I mean they were, like, 12, 13, 14-year-olds. There was this little kid, he couldn't have come up to my nipples, okay? I swear to you, he was so small. And he had this amazing rock voice. It's actually why I started off with Pantera and Cowboys from Hell, because this little kid did the most amazing rendition of it, and I'm really scared about what's going to happen when he finally hits puberty, because he's going to lose this little amazing screeching powerful voice. Hopefully we'll be hearing from them in the future. They did play like one song that they had written, but the rest of it was just covers. Either way, if you didn't come to Late 8 show, you totally missed out, and I will, of course, always keep you tuned in if they're going to be doing anything else in this country. So what we had, Pagoda, Late 8, and then U2's Mysterious Ways. I'm not a big fan of U2. I never really have been, but they have like 6 or 7 singles that have always been mind-blowingly perfect rock songs. With Mysterious Ways, it's really just that bang. I don't know what that is, but it sounds amazing. The Edge is a superb guitarist. The problem is it's kind of wasting you too, because they have so many just soft, you know, put on a little glitter on your face fairy ballads, which upset me so much. And I know that most of them are him crying out in pain of the injustice on the planet, but these guys know how to rock and roll, and they don't. They don't, like, one song or two songs per album, they rock it, and then the rest of it is just ballady nonsense, which is such a shame. And I know that a lot of people who love you too would be arguing with me. Okay, nonetheless, whether you think all of their stuff is great, you do know that most of their stuff is soft, and very few of their songs are rocking it. We are about 10 minutes to the hour. There will be no rock news tonight, mostly because I'm lazy and I haven't heard anything like, whoa, in the news. So nothing that's like crazy worth telling you about, but we still have a lot of amazing music coming up, including a two for Tuesdays, a two shot that we're going to get to soon. But right now, this one is really going out, and then I'm going to basically, you're going to see what I'm going to do here. It's going to say, dude, you are a horrible DJ if you put these two songs together. And I don't have to, but I'm doing it mostly just to piss you off. This week's show did not come with a warning. I just didn't find it. It wasn't appropriate. Also, my intro is freaking awesome. But this next song, yeah, if you're easily offended, it's just turn off the show in general. But if not, this is Nine Inch Nails and Closer.
I don't wanna feel you from the inside. after all is said and done. But are you still having fun? And how is it to know when you've gone astray? And happiness would go like a lost emotion. You have always got your way. Are you happy today? Well, you know when you've been defeated, you don't care and you thank no one. Feeling low, you were always needed, but now you're having fun. Oh, you don't know what it is you've done. Oh, you don't know that this was your mistake and your master plan. With all the drugs you take, you can understand. After all is said and done, but are you still having fun? Well, you know when you've been defeated, you don't care and you thank no one. Feeling low, you were always needed. Now you're having fun, and are you still having fun? Oh, you don't know what it is you've done. Oh, you're sure that you're having fun.
Slide.
REM right there with Everybody Hurts. Don't make a joke about that. I know you're not hurting from listening to that song. Okay, REM. Somebody was like, how could you possibly play this? This is pure pop music. No, it is not. Excuse me. I believe it was off the album. Was it off of Out of Time? I believe it was. Or Automatic for the People. I don't know. Can't remember. Either way, Everybody Hurts is a fantastic example of piano rock music. Okay, also, it came out in the age of the alternative, and alternative. That song was played right next to Nirvana and right next to Alanis Morissette and right next to everything else. So many other songs that I've played. So it was off the album, Automatic for the People. Thank you. Somebody just wrote it. Carl, what up? Listener shout out right there. It's good that people out there listening correcting my mistakes. So what did we have right there? So we had REM with Everybody Hurts, which, by the way, another reason to play that, while it's not as strong or as heavy as a lot of the other music I've played tonight, and much more down tempo, it's a song that nobody can resist singing along to, especially the high parts. Even me, I was in the studio going, you're not alone. I love REM. I really do. Even though it's totally not my usual cup of tea, still love it. Right before that, Eagle Eye Cherry and the song Are You Still Having Fun, which was a good question, because after listening to Closer by Nine Inch Nails, it was a question that had to be asked just to make sure you guys are still loving the Rock for Rookies here this Tuesday night, broadcasting out of the AACI in Jerusalem. Welcome to rockforrookies.com. In case you're only listening to my show, you guys totally have to know that there are a lot of other fantastic shows on rockforrookies.com. The Electronic Voyage, Country Love with Alona, who was on right before Rock for Rookies here on Rusty Mike Radio. The Pop Show, she's celebrating her 90th episode, did a whole duet thing. The Indian Surgeons is once again off the air due to the fact that the DJ John just got married last week, so totally awesome, and we're sending out our love and respect to you for that. Guys, we are moving on right here, only have about an hour left on Rock for Rookies, AACI's or Rusty Mike Radio's rock show. Also, I believe Israel's Best Show. By the way, in case you're wondering, and this is just really interesting because usually there's just a bunch of old people here at the AACI, and tonight specifically, Ben Drayman, David Drayman's brother, who is also a fantastic musician, is performing right now as we speak, and hopefully before the hour's up, we'll be playing his new single soon enough, which is absolutely incredible, a fantastic rock track, so you're missing that out. So if you guys hear the name Ben Drayman, you see he's performing somewhere, go check him out. He's actually amazing. Has a great voice, probably genetic, comes somewhere in the family. We're moving on right now. Let's start off our Two for Tuesdays right now, and I'm going to stop right after this song's over. I believe you remember this one. It's by a little band called Puddle of Mud, and this is Control. We'll be right back.
your place inside. I need to get your voice out of my head, 'cause I'm the guy you'll never find. I think you know all of the rules, there's no expressions on your face. I hope that someday you will let me go. Release me from my dirty cage. Control of you. I love the way you look at me. I love the way you smack my ass. I love the dirty things you do. Well, I have control of you. I love the way you look at me. I love the way you smack my ass. I love the dirty things you do.
Off the album Come Clean from 2002, I believe the album was. So why did I choose to play Puddle of Mud as my Two for Tuesdays this week? Because they put out a brand new CD, which is not actually out yet. It'll be out sometime next week or even in the next 2 weeks. I don't know why, probably some contractual reasons. They decided to put out a cover album entitled Rediscovered. I don't know. I mean, it's all like cut up with little symbols in between it. So they chose their favorite songs of like all time, a lot of them being classic rock songs. So you know if somebody's gonna cover AC/DC, that's the song that I'm going to choose. So let's take a little look at Puddle of Mud's rendition of one of the greatest classic rock and roll songs of all time. This is TNT. right, that was our two for Tuesdays right there, and I want to, I want to bring it back to a place where we can just mess up the rest of the playlist for tonight. We'd be like, how could you possibly put those songs together? So right now, we're going to have another cover song. As far as I know, this is the actual people covering it, but I could be really wrong. I know it's not the original, because you can hear that, but I don't know who covered it. I know that when I originally got this song, it says that it was done by Nirvana, Sonic Youth, and REM, or some combination of the bands, of people from the bands doing this together. I'm not really sure where this cover came from, but I know that it's very close to the original, but it's absolutely one of my favorite covers of all time. And even though we just played TNT, this song is the official cover for tonight. So let's check it out. Covering the Beatles, this is Twist and Shout. We'll be right back.
Let me